from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Three of the four incumbent councillors for Ward 5, the former town of Timmins, are looking for re-election on October 24th. Corey Robin, Andrew Marks, and Kristen Murray filed papers by today's 2 o'clock deadline. Among the six people trying to oust them are former Mayor Steve Black and one-time councillor Rick Dubo. The fourth Ward 5 incumbent, Michelle Boileau, is running for the mayor's position against incumbent Schumacher councillor Joe Campbell and Vets taxi owner Rick LaFleur. The nominations are unofficial until they're certified on Monday. We have the list as it now stands over on our website. Yet another delay in the paving work on Ontario Boulevard that was supposed to happen today, part of the addition of bike lanes. The heavy rain washed out the plan, so it's been put over to Monday. No traffic will be allowed between Jubilee and Vimy between 8 that morning and 4 that afternoon. Canada has approved a booster shot of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for kids 5 to 11 years old. Chief Public Health Officer Dr. Theresa Tam says the National Advisory Committee on Immunization is authorizing a 10 microgram dose. Tam says the agency recommends the shots be first offered to kids with underlying medical conditions that place them at a higher risk of severe illness, including those who are immunocompromised. It should be at least 6 months after completion of a primary series. Timmins police are baffled over how their anti-speeding statements are falling on deaf ears. Communications coordinator Mark DePozzi says officers are finding Shirley Street, parts of Porcupine, and Legion Drive in South Porcupine to be bad areas. On the eastbound highway into South End, however, the incidence of speeding has dropped. DePozzi credits the radar display that tells you how fast you're driving.
That instrument is highly effective. It's really paid dividends in terms of the safety that has been enhanced in that particular area.
Another thorn in the sides of traffic officers is the continued use of Mattagami Boulevard South to get onto Algonquin at the bridge. When you do that, you're driving the wrong way on a one-way street. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.